stepped into the studio. Tom Dreesen, our old friend.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Anna. How
glad you could stop by.
Who's that guy you're with?
That's Ro. He doesn't like to talk to guests before we get on air.
I don't.
Smart.
Not even making eye contact with him. now, Tom has got a lot of things going on here. You know, as many people know that Tom is from Winnetka originally. And he spends a lot of time here in the Chicago area. Because
they have a street sign for him in Winnetka, don't they?
Yes, due to his... Welcome to Winnetka, home of Tom Dreesen. Yeah, because you're a real North Shore guy. No, that is not correct.
No, it's not.
I want to start with this, because we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. You are from Harvey.
Yes.
I know that's... we've heard that. Yeah. Now... your high school from Harvey,
Thornton High School,
has given, has sent probably more of its graduates to the military per capita, if you will, per number of kids in the percentage wise, since World War II than just about any other high school in the country.
Of its size, yeah. And Harvey has sent more men and women into the armed forces and the kids that went to Thornton from World War One. You know, World War One to World War Two, of course, in Korea, Vietnam, the
Gulf War, and then the
Gulf
War,
the Desert Storm, all that, and even today that are in the armed forces, we've got 21 boys on the Vietnam Wall from my high school, and so that's what I'm doing in town. Harvey gets such negative publicity all the time because of the crime and the problems they have there, but a lot of people don't realize the great. Folks that came from Harvey. At one time, we had 11 kids from Thornton High School in the NFL at one time from my high school.
Wow.
Lou Boudreau, a member of baseball's Hall of Fame. Betty Robinson, the first woman ever to win a gold medal in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. The Dells, a black singing group, you know, had 9 gold records. Oh, what a night, stay in my corner.
Oh, right.
And then Bill Hayes, who was on Days of Our Lives and also had hit record in the 50s. But more than that, our men and women that served. When I came out of the service, if you went into a pizza place in Harvey, Illinois, and there was 20 guys in there, 19 of them served, and almost all of them volunteers. So we're coming back. I'm walking them home Saturday at Thornton High School at 12 noon. All the men and women who served in the armed forces from Thornton are coming back, and we're going to welcome them home.
For Veterans Day weekend.
Veterans Day weekend. I got a Medal of Honor recipient, Alan Lynch, from Thorn Ridge High School, who's our keynote speaker, who received the Medal of Honor in Vietnam for incredible what he did. Mm-hmm. And then I've got Lawton Wilkerson as a 91-year-old Tuskegee Airman. Mm. So it's going to be a happy celebration.
Yeah. And you're also doing this thing, the America Salutes You concert. You're the host of that. One Lawrence J. Wirt, who I believe is the senior vice president of content for the Tribune Media Corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of Boeing, is... of Trump Industries.
No connection to the show whatsoever.
But I believe this is going to run on the Tribune Media stations.
Thanks,
right?
Indy. Yeah, not to get the two mixed up, but after I finish my show, or my emceeing at Harvey, I'm jumping in the car and heading straight for Rosemont, where at Saturday night at Rosemont Theater, we're doing a big show emceeing for all the, called America Salutes You. Mm-hmm. Larry Wirt called me and put the pressure on me. You know, Larry can be a tough guy if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, yes, I'd emcee.
He's talking so fast, you have no idea what you just agreed to.
You just say
to.
Yes, right.
That's
okay.
The best part of
that's
him.
Yeah. How it is.
Whenever Larry calls, I say yes before he even asks, what are you going to do? I say yes.
That's very nice.
But anyhow, so we're doing that. And then it's Cyndi Lauper, it's Ricky Skaggs. I think you have the list of all the talent that's going to be there.
Right.
I do.
Wanda Jackson, Hoodie Allen, CeCe Winans. We've got Anthony Kearns.
And Gavin DeGraw. Look at that. Jim Corneliuson's going to sing.
Oh, wow.
Jim's going to sing.
David Eigenberg from, we loved him from Sex and the City, but we also love him from Chicago Fire. Tom Dreesen is going to be there. I've never met him. And I understand he's from Winnetka.
Winnetka was a suburb of Harvey. I want you to know that.
And I want to just say it's Hoodie Allen, not Woody Allen. I just wanted, because I know you said Hoodie Allen, but people probably went, Woody Allen's going to be there?
You know, I've got a lot of angst about this. This veterans scare me. He's a rapper that I have not seen.
Hoodie
him,
Allen.
So but each act is going to do like two or three songs.
How cool is that?
And then I'll schmooze with the audience and stuff like that. And then they're televising. It'll be aired Thanksgiving Day. But it's, again, thanks to the troops. It's Veterans Day tomorrow,
right.
As you know.
Right.
So
we're Veterans saluting Day our troops and remembering, honoring veterans both present and those no longer with us. It's
and today
an important time.
Is the birthday of the Marine Corps. That's right. Marine Corps.
Yeah.
241 years, Brian, right?
241. Yeah. I spent 4 years in the Navy, but I served in a Marine Corps unit for 9 months. So I'm very, very.
Were you a corpsman?
No, I was in an outfit. I was in a squadron called NATU, Naval Air Torpedo Unit. And at that time, they decided to send one person from every squadron to be trained by the Marine Corps, because in those days, boats that were going up rivers, naval personnel commanded, you know, maneuvered those boats. But we had ground personnel, and if the boat was shot out from underneath it, then the naval personnel had no ground training. So the Navy Department decided that we need to train them. So each squadron sent one guy. Now, they didn't send their best guy. There was a chief named Gamba who, when my buddy was in the office when they came in, and there's a lieutenant commander, a commander. The chief was getting some stuff out of a filing drawer. Mm-hmm. My buddy said he was at his desk. He ducked down
to get the thing out of the filing drawer?
He was going to the files, and somebody said, came in and said, we have to send one guy to the Marine Corps. And without even looking up, the chief said, send that Blankenendriessen. And my buddy said, they said, okay. And there was no debate. He wanted to get rid of me is what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, and he did. You survived it, though. That was important. And the training.
I did 9 months with the, you know, Marine Corps weren't fond of Navy anyhow. So when they got us in training, they put us through hell. And there was a thing called Hell Week that at one point when that was over without much sleep, for a whole week and all the drilling, I sat on my bunk when I came in. I was either going to burst into tears, kill somebody, or go AWOL.
Was it good training, though, for comedy, for a future in comedy? I mean, did you draw from that experience at all?
I do bits about
that
drilling.
Having to laugh when you're,
I do bits about that drill instructor sometimes. But I have to tell you, after 4 months, they were trying to get the punk out of me, and they did. They got the punk out of Harvey. And I knew what they were, later I began to realize what they were trying to do, and it would save my life or save others' lives if I understood what they were trying to do. And I accepted it.
If you understood the moment what they were trying to do, it would have been a little different. But but now you look back upon it. As a wiser individual, right?
I was a kid. I was 17 years old when I went in the service. The day I turned 17, so I was a kid. But as I got older, I began to really respect what our American military is really all about.
Sure.
You know, that freedom isn't free. And all the freedoms we take so for granted all the time. I sound like I'm on a soapbox, forgive me, but we take this for granted all the time. Men and women give up their lives so that we could have the freedom that we have today. And our young people do not know that. And I'm so grateful to all the men and women who've served. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the United States military, there would be no United States of America. And that's
for sure.
So anyhow. Off my soapbox.
Thanks for reminding us.
Thank you for that, though. That you're right about that. And for this, and it is going to be a lot of fun this weekend because you got all these different things happening. Hey, let me take a quick break and then we'll come back.
Oh, we'll looking talk, forward.
Is that
to
all right?
Back.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. And how about this? Why don't I bribe people?
Okay.
Let's
You've
give
never
them something.
Been above this, or below that before.
This has been a tough week. It's been a long week. People are tired between the Cubs win the World Series. I want to ask you about that, so I want to talk to you about it. The other side. Cubs win the World Series, and then Donald Trump wins the presidency. Mm-hmm. And it's
two things that most people said would never happen.
Two unlikely things, right. And some people made the deal with the devil last week with the Cub thing.
Like, they said, I would take a Donald Trump if.
If, right. If the Cubs can win the World Series. And how's that working out for you now? Well, right now, I have a $100 dining certificate to Grand Victoria Casino Elgin Restaurant. Whatever one you want to go to, Prime Burger House, Buckingham Steakhouse and Lounge, Grand Victoria Buffet, or the Crave Deli. Whatever you want to do, I got a $100 gift certificate right now, 312-981-7200, 19th caller.
And two tickets to the Rosemont Theater. I'll donate that.
And two tickets to the Rosemont Theater.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Dreesen, Winnetka's very own, is going to donate that right now. All right, hold on 1 second. Or was it Lake Bluff? I always get those two confused.
So similar.
Yeah. All right. All of that coming your way. But first, Violetta Powder Medic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. All right. Tom Dreesen is with us. And Tom Dreesen, of course, you know, is from Harvey. And on Saturday is doing a really, really, really cool event at your?
Thornton Township High School in Harvey at 12 noon. Come on out. We're going to honor all the men and women who served at.
And that's free to get in?
Pardon me?
That's free to get in?
Yeah, free to get in. There's no that. We're going to honor them. By the way, if you haven't, a member in your family hasn't served and you want to come and just cheer for the guys, come on out. If a member of your family has served and they're no longer with us, bring a picture of that deceased loved one and come away. We're just going to applaud those who served our country.
Now,
how nice is that?
That is
19 million veterans currently living in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, not to conflate, that's a word I learned during the election, because they always say, don't conflate those two things. And I don't even know what that means. Not to conflate. But America Salutes You is taping on Saturday night at the Rosemont Theater. This is a very cool event. And then it's going to run on Thanksgiving weekend across the Tribune Media Tribune Broadcasting stations around the United States of America, the 43 television stations across America, and some others as well. And it's very, very, very cool. Cyndi Lauper and Gavin DeGraw, Wanda Jackson, Hoodie Allen, no relation to Woody, and CeCe Winans, Ricky Skaggs, Anthony Kearns, Tegan Marie, and, of course, Tom Dreesen. Now, the Chicago Cubs.
Yes.
Now, you're from Harvey, which is not, and the last time I checked, north of the Chicago River.
Oh, I know.
Or Roosevelt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, it's interesting. Yeah, every once in a while, I get an outlier down there. You get somebody who goes, yeah, I'm a Cubs fan.
You do. You ask them why, and there's always some weird story that you never really understand. But, you know, you're, all right, we'll go with it.
Right. And you get the people on the north side who are Sox fans, and you find out it's just because they're angry people. But you now, after, like me and like every other Cubs fan who was not alive the last time they won the World Series, what was your reaction to all this? I know you were at a bunch of games.
I've been a Cubs fan since I was 5 years old, you know, and growing up in Harvey, they were all Sox fans. By the time I was 8 years old, I could take a punch, you know, Sox fans.
Tough way to grow up.
Oh, God. But I when they finally won, when they clinched it, you know, here I had to do a gig. I went to all three games here at Wrigley Field.
Oh, nice.
Then I had a gig, so I couldn't go to Cleveland. I was working in Palm Desert for a big corporation in a hotel. And I'm in the suite, and I'm watching this game. When they clinched that, I could not speak for 3 minutes. I couldn't figure it out what was happening to me. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff in my life, the service and all this stuff. I can handle things, but I got so emotional. People were calling me. I couldn't talk. And I couldn't figure out what's wrong with me. But all I could think about later, it must have been in all those years of people ragging you. You're a Cub fan. You're a Cub fan. You're never going to win. You're lovable losers. And hearing that ragging. And then having to do, wait till next year, and being the eternal optimist like all Cub fans are. But also, my grandparents and fathers and mothers who were Cub fans, and aunts and uncles who are dead now, and they didn't live to see this day. And so you're thinking about them, and you're thinking, I got to go to the graveyard. I got to tell they won, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I was so emotional. I couldn't talk. I really couldn't talk. Anyhow.
I think that's such a cool story.
It is.
Because I was lucky enough to be at a bar. I know this is shocking for you to hear, Tom, that I was at a bar downtown at Harry Carey's, and I and it just, the place just erupted, right? But it was so tense. And you know, when the 2-run homer in the bottom of the 8th by the Cleveland Indians, and people were, I literally, a guy that I was standing there with, got on the floor and got in the fetal position. I mean, it was like, you know, that's a Cubs fan, by the way. Sox fans don't do that. And so, you know, it was very fun to watch this thing happen with a whole group of people.
No question.
But it was, and everybody's hugging, and then the champagne is coming out, and it was very, very, very special. It would only be sweeter if it were to happen at Wrigley Field, and maybe next year or the year after, whatever it happens to be, maybe that's what'll occur.
Well, you know, you're also, the rain comes, and all Cub fans are thinking, oh, here it comes now. One of our guys is going to be going for a fly ball, slip in the grass.
He's
going to miss it. It's going to land on his head, and they're going to lose the game.
Totally,
and we're going to hear about
it,
that
you?
Curse for another 100 years.
You felt it in your gut the whole time, even though there was nothing about their playing that would reinforce that. You know, it's just haunted in your mind as
a Cubs
fan.
And then when they did it, you just go, I can't believe what I'm seeing. What a wonderful, first of all, now we've lived in our lifetime. We've seen the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. We've seen the Bears win the Super Bowl. You know, and the Cubs win and the White Sox.
But here we are. This is the moment. All right. The great Tom Dreesen, go out there on Saturday, Thornton High School in Thornton Township High School in Harvey at noon, saluting the troops. Tom will be there, and then we'll tell you more about Tom's big TV show that's coming up around Thanksgiving weekend here everywhere. We've got Judy Pilak's News coming away in 2 minutes.